Sharon Reimer, narrative read. The Maya, an ancient South American culture, predicted that time would end in a violent apocalypse on December 21st, 2012. They created an elaborate astronomical calendar called the Long Count, which stops abruptly in 2012. For many children in New York, Christmas meant the yearly extravaganza at Radio City Music Hall. For some kids in other areas, the holiday season meant Santa Claus and decorated fir trees. But in New York, it was Radio City. The huge, resplendent hall, the Rockettes, and the reenactment of the living nativity scene, complete with wise men and suspended angels, live camels, and finally, a jubilant rendition of O Holy Night. This is the Gobi Desert in southern Mongolia, one of the most isolated regions on Earth. Somehow, humans inhabit this desolate region. Nomads with wind-chapped faces who hunker down in circular felt tents and raise herds of bony livestock. It is here, deep in the Gobi, that locals noticed Earth of an incandescent blue. They named the area Oyu Tulgoi, Turquoise Hill. They were the original Bad Boys, founded by a gifted musician already on a path to destruction. They transformed rock music and staged one of the most defining moments of the 1960s, the Rolling Stones. Egypt has always been a land of mystery and magic, a land different from all others, difficult to understand, apart and alien, yet strangely fascinating. It was one of the most self-contained of all the countries of the ancient world. It lived its own life, practiced its own religion, and made up its own government with hardly any outside interference, either from or upon other civilizations. Since 1975, the percentage of Americans who have type 2 diabetes has more than tripled and is expected to keep on growing. So, something's wrong. The diet most of us eat these days has become known as the Western diet. It includes lots of meat, white flour, vegetable oils, and sugar, and very little fruit, vegetables, and whole grains. As January pounds the northern states with ice and snow, birds huddle under the protection of spruce boughs for the night, and rabbits sleep in grass-lined burrows under spreading yews. In the southeastern and southwestern states, January doesn't have the same chilling power, and wildlife there can still forage through the year-round greenery.